Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. Talk about what the family looks like when they come to you and they say, we have to do an intervention on our loved one.
Well,
what kind of turmoil, what kind of pain, what kind of anger, what kind of at their wit's end when they come to you?
They really are. You can imagine how heavy that telephone is to pick up and call a stranger out of the blue and say, hey, I've got a problem with my husband, with my wife, with my son or my daughter. Can you help me? And after we make the introductions and I set up an appointment, I schedule a meeting with the family, all those family. And typically I ask the people, who would come to this person's funeral? Who loves them that much would show up at the funeral? And I get those people assembled, and then we talk about the basic stuff is enabling. Why do you enable this person to continue their bad behavior? Why do you allow them to drink and use and not put a stop to it? And sometimes they just don't know that they have the strength and the power to stop that. They can't control the alcoholic or addict, but they can certainly change the dynamics in the family. And so once we understand that, and then we go through a process of some letters that we write to the individual and some other details that we work on, then we do the actual intervention. And you know, people lots of times think that going to treatment is a punishment. It's no punishment. It's a gift. It's a gift of love that we give to people, as we would if we're sending our child to the hospital for cancer or for diabetes or for MS. I mean, it's not punishment. It's an act of love. And that's what we try to convey to the family. You know, God does not make junk. He makes nothing but the best. And there's another force out there that is kind of working, and we need to overcome that evil and do right and get the Holy Spirit into our lives and say, hey, we can overcome this. And it works.
It is a gift. But when you're dying, the last thing you want to do is stop. Can you get somebody into treatment if you don't have a hook, if you don't have the job, if you don't have the marriage, if you don't have the house, if you don't have a lever? How do you get them in? Do you need a lever?
The lever is really important, George. It really is. But I just had a call today from a lady who has hooked up with an old friend since fourth grade, and he's been in treatment four times. Family is in New York. They don't want to have a thing to do with him. She doesn't want to have a thing to do with him anymore. He's all by himself. He just got out of detox, and he had a seizure in her car, and so she called the police, and they put him in Fairview Southdale. They cleaned him up a little bit, and now he's out. Nobody's here to care for him. And I said, well, I'll meet with him. I'll see if I can help the guy. But without the hook, as we call it, without the loved ones, it's so much harder. Because if we lose hope, we die.
Right.
We die. That's the bizarre nature of this disease. It's chronic, it's progressive, and it's always fatal if we don't treat it. And so that's what I try to do, is to reach out and help people treat it. This is a disease, and it can be arrested. We can't cure it. I'm a recovering alcoholic, not recovered. I'm recovering. Every day I have to work on my program to stay sober. And I'm blessed. I've got a wonderful wife and family, and they support me and love me, and despite all my little idiosyncrasies.
Well, I'm sure it's never boring.
No.